Hello! Episode 5 of the Luke and Harry Show.
5 is the magic number.
How time has flown, and thank you for coming on our magical journey with us. It means a lot to
follow me. Follow the yellow brick road to our minds.
How long have you been thinking of them two things to say?
Just thought of it now.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, episode 5, wow. I mean... Harry just headbutted me. This is good. Surely 5 podcasts and 2 That Gary things.
Because that's 5 more podcasts than 0. You gotta remember.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, it's better than
0.
It's better than Chris Rock has done, and he's a famous. One of the biggest comedians in the world. It's better than Ricky Gervais. Nah, he's done podcast. We are technically better than Chris Rock at podcasts. So thank you. What's wrong with your face?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking.
He's talking a load of crap. Stop all right, talking Harry. Crap, you crap face.
All right, touchy. Did you get bummed by a gorilla on the way here? Then yeah.
No, by a rasta.
That's racist.
Why?
That is racist. You know that, don't you?
I'm just describing him by his religion.
Okay. Rastas don't bum people more than any other religion. Just to make that clear.
Other religions are available.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
What will we be talking about?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. For you, your little peanut.
Right.
Your little peanut butted in. Yeah,
I don't want to fight you about it.
Yeah, because you will lose. By the way, I'm Luke, and he is Harry, and he's the gay one of us two. Go on, tell the people what is coming up in today's episode 5 podcast.
We'll be talking
5
about...
5 more than 0.
We'll be talking about useless animals and the useless... aspects of animals. For instance, I'll give an example. Why do ostriches have wings?
Ostriches.
Why do ostriches have wings?
Can you speak properly?
Why do ostriches have wings? Because they can't fly. That's just
to fend off predators.
That's just an example.
We'll get Steve Owen on the show and hopefully he can tell us. That's a cheap joke. It's not even a joke. Oh, God.
So we'll be talking about that. That's an example. I think we'll just...
We love you, Steve.
I'll tell you a little story.
Woo!
We'll just start...
Oh, yeah, your little story of the day.
And we'll just have story a general chat about...
About stuff in general.
General chat about stuff in general, I think, is the general form of this general show. Other generals are available.
Shut up with that. So what have you seen in the news that has enlightened you this week?
Well, hoodies, war in Iraq, gays in the army.
Yeah. Well done.
What useless animals do you think there are? There's obviously the daddy long legs, so I don't think we will mention that. But I do have a little story
Ricky
about...
Ricky Gervais has gone into that in depth. If you haven't seen that, go and buy his stand-up comedy DVD, Animals. Yeah.
I have a little story about the daddy long legs. It's not really a story. It's more of something I saw that isn't that interesting, but I'll tell you anyway. Walking down the street... Saw a little daddy long legs, just standing there.
They're not little, actually. They're quite big and intimidating, even though they have spindly legs.
Well, so I just saw it. I obviously stopped to admire it, you know, as you do. I was looking at a little.
It's not exactly God's greatest creation, is it?
A little gust of wind.
Let's face it.
A little gust of wind came, blew the daddy long legs away. It got blown a bit away by the wind. That is how useless daddy long legs are. crane fly, if you use their appropriate name.
Is that what they're called? Crane flies?
Yes, because they did, in fact, invent the crane.
Nice one. you're looking proud about that joke. It was really crap. They might get a few cheap laughs from our more immature listeners. Hello.
And they did, in fact, invent the fly.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Why did you download this? Yeah. Wow, 5 minutes is gone. Where has the time gone? You've wasted so much of your life for this.
You could be spending that time with your family. Remember that when they're dead.
Other families are available. You've got me doing it now. We're stealing jokes off the Russell Brand podcast.
What?
That's surely not a good way to go.
What animals do you think are useless? Or?
Well, I could go for the obvious sloth, but I won't.
Yeah, but entertaining everyone with their slothly movements.
They're funny.
Surely isn't useless. Can make blind people laugh, make deaf people cry. Whatever, just bring out emotions in
Shut
people.
Up. All right. I like sloths though. So I'm not going to add them to our make believe list of useless animals. I don't know. I think all animals have a place in the animal kingdom.
What?
As a whole.
The wasp.
Yeah, the wasp, surely. You know,
All it is a crap version of the bee.
It's a slimline bee. It's aerodynamic bee. The bee bumbles along. The wasp, straight in there, sting you. Like that. Yeah, no messing about. What are you going to do? I like the wasp. I love all animals. Except pigeons. They don't really have a... They don't have a use. Except for dirtying the London streets.
Dirtying.
Yeah, stop trying to... Just because you got embarrassed earlier in the podcast for your shit use of the English language to be brutal. Stop doing that, you twit. Go on. What other animals do you think are shit?
Well, ants.
What are you on about? Ants are some of the greatest animals.
Have you
seen the ant farms? Have you seen the precise order in which they work in? They lift leaves like it's nobody's business.
Let me finish.
Oh man, you make me angry. You make me sick.
You're not letting me finish.
Leave the ants alone, alright?
You're not letting me finish. Ants have no brain. But...
They do.
But...
Surely they must do.
No brain. But... They still are more intelligent than the goldfish. Who would want a goldfish as a pet?
It's
a fish. Why would you want it in a dirty, green, mossy tank?
It's a shit fish. It's not even a good fish. It can just float in water. Really, it's one of the worst fishes.
If you have it as a pet, what does it bring to your life? If that's your only companion.
I can do an impression of a goldfish. You want to hear it?
No.
I'm going to do it. Move.
They don't make that sound.
Shh. Enjoy.
We've really hit rock bottom. We thought we were the lowest
we
you
thought
can
episode
be.
2 was the worst. Wow.
But then at the dizzy heights of episode 4, we was getting a bit complacent. Yeah. Now we're back at rock bottom.
Dizzy heights of episode 4, where we were mentioned on the James Max Show on LBC 97.3, Sundays, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. One of the greatest shows on radio.
Ever.
So listen to it. Yep, we give back.
Good old J-Max.
Yeah, so what was we talking about?
I don't
before
know.
The shameless plug. Yeah, our podcasts, crap. Actually, that goldfish impression was pretty impressive. You can send your comments to us if you thought it was impressive or shit. Just put impressive or shit. We'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, do that. www.myspace.com/LukeandHarryShow. You can also email us, lukeandharryshow@lycos.co.uk.
Nice.
We'd love you.
Look what's on the TV now. Repeat of Russell Brand's Got Issues.
We'd love you to
email us. He's peeing in his face.
Email us. Comment on our MySpace.
Oh, this guy's
message us. Do what you want, really. Just you know. Get Russell your views to us across, and we'll be very grateful.
So, my ball bags.
Hello, I'm back. I was just sharing.
I wasn't listening to what you.
We'd like to thank everyone that's commented.
Definitely, thank you so much. But we need more. You know, we've had a lot of downloads. We haven't had a lot of hate mail recently.
No, I like that. That's highlight.
No,
of my
please
week,
send
usually.
Us some. Yeah, at the generic email address which we provide.
That's lukeandharryshow@lycos.co.uk.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely. Send us your comments and messages. Message us. We'll get back to you. We thank you wholeheartedly for all of the comments.
We actually love you. We actually are in love with you. If you
speak
comment,
for yourself,
comment on our MySpace.
Speak for yourself. I'm the one that usually replies to the messages, but if you specifically want Harry to reply, you know, say, and I'm sure he will bother to do it. He's a lazy fellow, but he's not the brightest spark anyway, let's put it that way. With that little peanut head, there's only so much you can cram into it, and it's filled with the Sabutio rules and facts about boots, mainly, to be honest.
Did you know there's 5 different type of boots? I won't bore you by naming them all, but
I'm
that.
Sure there's a lot more, mate.
Well, do you want me to name them?
Go for it, son.
Well.
White boot, black boot. Yeah, go on.
There's the leather boot, which is sported by John Cronenberg in the autumn collection. There's also the blue boot, which is a boot that is blue and it is worn by...
Oh, God. We thought it got worse. We thought we hit the line at the goldfish. It's just got a lot worse. A lot worse.
And you think we can't get lower than this? Keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening. I predict episode 7, if we live that long, will be the worst. And the craziest.
I predict a riot. I predict a riot.
Stop. I predict a... Yeah. Anyway. So, what's coming up now? Do you want to do your story?
Yeah.
Hit the jingle, baby. It's Harry's weird story of the week.
That's not the same jingle as last week.
It's changing.
Just
go on, just do it.
Forgot
do
it.
I have to do the jingle
yes,
again?
Yes, you do. Do it again.
It's Harry's weird story of the week.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, so.
Go, do it.
So there was.
Do you want a countdown? Three to one. Three, okay. Two, one. Blast off! Yay!
So there was this man. But he wasn't really a man. He was a CD cover. But that's irrelevant. He was in Virgin Megastore. He wasn't browsing. He was on show.
Other shops are available.
He was actually, like, being a CD cover. Because he wasn't actually a man. He was a CD cover. But he wasn't in Virgin Megastore. He was in a chip shop. And he was a can of mushroom
other
peas.
Other stores are available.
he was a can of mushy peas, but he wasn't actually the can, he was the contents inside, but he wasn't actually mushy peas, he was baked beans, but he wasn't in a chip shop, he was in Summerfield. Other supermarkets are available. And so he was just there, but he wasn't actually a can of beans or the contents of the beans. He was actually a human being in Sainsbury's, not Summerfield anymore. Other supermarkets are available. And he was just like knocking about with his cat called Oliver Twist. And he was just, you know, thieving.
Yeah.
And he was
oh no.
Ba-dum-bum.
I think this is gonna be the end of.
No, and this cat came and killed his face with a swift axe and they all died.
Nice. So nice story there. It was moving at the least.
I'm touched. And no, Michael Jackson isn't in the room.
Oh, good one. Good one, sir. Wow. Yeah.
I think for the next 2 minutes, we should just make funny sounds.
That would be one of the... That's surely to get us a podcast award. I've done my research. I'm stuttering. Oh my god.
We actually done it.
Oh.
Told you we could go lower. And you think, well, they're definitely in the minuses of quality. We can go lower.
This is poor stuff. Right, yeah. What was I going to say? No, it's all gone wrong. See, the thing with this podcast is we don't, you know, stop it and edit it. We just record it and go. So there are going to be crap bits and weird bits, which make for a better listening experience for you. Harry's pulling funny. This is shocking.
It's actually mentalistic.
If you like stuff like this, I recommend the Ian Lee Afternoon Wireless Show on LBC.
In the afternoon on the wireless.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's crazy. Yeah. I'm not sure anyone will enjoy this podcast, though. But obviously, as we said before, if you're enjoying this weird
mess
of
just sounds
that's plunging into your ear holes right now, you know, tell us and we'll do more of it. People we notice who, you know, give us a lot of comments and give us feedback and download all our podcasts, we will, you know, send you like messages from us thanking you and maybe, you know, exclusive little podcasts. Like a little thank you, and we'll talk. Yeah,
and we might even sing you a song.
Oh yeah, we're doing a competition. So if you want to get your pen and paper, that's what they say on GMTV, don't they?
Are we doing a competition?
Yeah, we're doing a competition to win.
Yeah, we're doing a competition. Yeah,
we're doing a competition to win an amazing prize. It's a signed picture of me and Harry. Yeah, signed personally for you. And the question is, go on, do the question, Harry.
How many sixes in 24?
Okay. Ooh, get them thinking, eh? Good, I told you to get the pen and paper now, huh? Yeah, so how many sixes are in 24?
Don't use a calculator.
Yeah, they're banned. We've got eyes everywhere. Yeah, so how many sixes are in 24? Message us or email us the answer and you'll be entered into the prize draw to win a signed picture of Me and Harry.
That would surely go on eBay for 5 pence.
At least 7 pence.
Street price, 2 pence.
I would buy it for 2. Definitely. That's a bargain. So, you know, you're making a profit here. If you're not including, you know, the internet connection it takes you to... Yeah. You're making a profit, probably. No, we won't cut it. We're not. Yeah. Harry, you've put me off. It sounds like we're put off all the time, but this is us trying our best, so... Be nice. Wow. We said we was gonna do you know, music review. We're not. We can't be bothered. Now all that's left is my podcast of the week. Go on, do a little song.
Podcast of the week.
More uplifting.
Podcast of the week. The podcast of the week. The podcast of the week.
Nice. Wow. The podcast of the week this week is... Like the suspense here. Can we have a drum roll?
What a poor drum roll. Sorry.
Bum 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 bum. Yeah, it's not that. Right. Yeah, the podcast of the week this week is... Bum 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 bum. Oh, God. I'll come out and say it. It is... Bum bum bum. Bum bum bum.
You don't know, do you?
I know. I've got it here somewhere.
Oh. It's the... I know what it is.
Go on.
It's the... podcast. It's called the podcast.
Oh, I know. Bum 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 bum. Yeah, the podcast of the week this week is the James Max LBC 97.3 best of podcast, which you can get over LBC973.co.uk. Go to podcasts and click on James Max. Good podcast.
All that. Alright,
brilliant show. If you're not in the London area, or you don't have DAB, or...
stuff. I just think, generally, this has been a podcast...
to remember, definitely.
Yeah, it's been predominantly us making noises, whether it's drum rolls, or just random noises. So that's been another poor attempt at a podcast. I've been Harry.
I'm Luke.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.